Well, Christmas is clearly in the air, and we are at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society's showground, or Lincolnshire showground, for something which I haven't been to for about 3 or 4 years, actually, Ed. And it's the official Christmas fair,
indeed, of Poplington's Bakery, by my maths, established 89 years ago. Would that be right, ladies?
Yes, it is.
Indeed, one of the exhibitors that actually are at this food and drink event, etc., exhibiting Grandma Lester's Christmas puddings made with French brandy and Guinness and a whole heap of other things, are indeed the aforementioned Pocklington's Bakeries. And we're speaking to...
Tina Pocklington.
And...
Holly Pocklington.
There we are. And they're not sisters, they are actually mother and daughter. I know it's amazing when we see the photo shots, it's there. You've got a wonderful stand laid out here, all things festive. What are you expecting over the next couple of days?
A lot of interest.
A lot of sales.
Enthusiasm. It's always a good show. How long is this? 3 years now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Ed,
tell us about Grandma Lester.
That's my great-great-grandmother, and it's her recipe we use for the Christmas pudding and the fruitcake.
And I'm intrigued by the little soft toys that we've got there. I think I've been gradually sort of destroying part of the other sort of bits and bits. What have we actually got over here? I'll just sort of come round this side. So, as we guide the listener through here, what we've got Dad's shed, we've got all sorts of other bits and pieces. Aren't they key rings?
Yeah, we've got wooden plaques and key rings. This is my sort of business on the side that I do as well as working for the bakery.
Called entrepreneurship. It's not business on the side, it's called entrepreneurship. Okay. And curiously sort of linked up with Lincolnshire Eccles cakes. Because you're Eccles to Eccles cakes?
Yeah.
What about them?
We're proud of our Eccles cakes. Full of good fruit.
Yeah.
And
they're quite big as well. They're not flat and full of air. They're really full of filling.
A really good mouthful there.
Fantastic stuff. Well, this is going to be a tremendous success. Is this the kind of major launch pad for yourself in terms of the Christmas season? Or will you be sort of saying, no, next week we've got the Christmas market?
This is the first one of the Christmas fairs, so it gets us in the mood for it, and then after that it's a few little markets on the way, yeah.
But we're in Louth, we concentrate on Louth, around Louth this Christmas.
That's where we're based.
The shop.
A lot of creativity in Louth, indeed. There might well be a local community radio station opening up there in the not-too-distant future. Ed?
I think we read some research the other day that interestingly said that a third of small businesses were starting another small business in the next 12 months, and you're the first one we've seen, so best of luck.
Thanks.
Sorry, sir. Entrepreneurship. Web address. How can people get in touch with you if they're not actually at the event?
For the bakery, well, we're on Facebook for everything. Pocklington's Bakery, or my stuff is called Panda's Craft Patch, named after my rabbit.
Clearly, we have so many magical things here. We can say, Ed, we have the return of somebody who has become legendary in every sense of the word, really. That is, of course, the director.
Festive, Jane Southall.
Exactly. Jane, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
This, of course, is your month because we look at the Adventures in Southside Broadcasting calendar and you are indeed featured in November, even though you've never actually seen yourself on the calendar yourself.
I haven't. I don't like looking at myself, sorry.
But you're here today, obviously, in your capacity as the numero uno, the director and chief executive officer of the fabulous Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, and you brought the finance man along with you.
Yes, I thought we ought to meet him, Graham. He started with us in April, and here he is.
We did, in fact, meet you, Graham, at the Yorkshire Show.
Yes, you did, indeed.
So, yes, that seems as though it was only yesterday, and here we are, looking up to Christmas. This is looking good. I get a sense that, once again, you've just sort of raised that bar and take it a little bit higher.
Definitely. I think this event gets better every year. I came last year as a visitor. I didn't work here then, absolutely loved it, and I'd be here if I wasn't working, so...
Well, that's an endorsement, Jane.
Yeah, it is. But it is a great event, and Sally's done a great job.
Ed?
It's not just about the food either. It's about the whole Christmas commercial experience, if you like. There's Christmas cards, we've got jewellery, and, of course, there's a little bit of wine here and there as well.
Yes, wine always helps, doesn't it?
Why not? In terms of the actual sequence, I see this very much as a traditional event now. I mean, it's only been about 4 or 5 years, if memory serves, but, I mean, it's really become locked into the whole experience of food and drink, taste and drink, and Christmas.
It has been going for longer than that, but we took it over ourselves about 4 years ago. So it is a great event, and we're improving each year. We've got both exhibition halls open. We've got 150 stands, lots of demonstrations, and it gets you in the Christmas mood.
And it's the traditional curtain raiser, obviously, to the launch of the Christmas season. Graham, from your own perspective, anything that's attracted you in terms of stalls or stands, or are you saying, no, I couldn't possibly comment?
No, the coffee's always good for me. I'm a big coffee lover, and, of course, any meat stall is always good. A bit of locally produced meat, I'm a big fan.
I know some of our other colleagues at Siren FM who do the Food for Thought show are coming along, I think, tomorrow, Sam Perdue and Charlotte, and they're very keen on the chefs. I mean, we've got some quite keen chefs here, haven't we?
We have, yes. We've got Amy Claridge and Dominic Franks, and then we've got Uncle Henry's sausage making, and we've got lots of chefs this weekend, so it's really good.
So not only have you actually got the fantastic food on display, you've got ways to cook it as well. It's just a one-stop shop, isn't it, Graham?
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, you can get everything here, I think. I've even seen a stand selling turkeys, so, you know, you can really buy everything for your Christmas dinner.
When we actually wrap, and obviously when the event closes late on Sunday evening, we're sorted out from there, is that a case of, Jane, you begin to sort of say, right, we can relax for a month, or is it a case of, no, you're already planning for the next event?
No, we'll be planning for the next one.
See, it's that kind of consistency, Ed. It's week in, week out, day in, day out.
This is what we've come to expect from you all here, you know.
Jane and Graham, it's been a delight just sharing some thoughts with your good self. I will wish you season's best, but hopefully we'll speak then and see you in the studio before that.
Good, yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
So in the background, we just have the delicate tones of Jonah Louie and Stop the Cavalry, and the best way to do that is obviously to give them some slow gin. Made in Lincolnshire by the traditional method, of course. We're delighted now to be able to speak to you.
Rosemary James.
Rosemary, one of the things about slow gin is it, as its name suggests, you need to obviously allow it to develop and grow. Share with us, what's the secret of successful slow gin?
Time.
Exactly.
6 months is the production time, so this was made last year, bottled during the summer, and is ready to sell now. So,
and certainly, as ever, you've also got the nice balance between the wonderful quality and the craft of the actual bottles, the containers. You've got a magical display here. How much thought goes into the display for shows like this?
Quite a lot of effort, actually, because you've got to make sure that it stands out and looks different from the commercial products which are available in the supermarkets and things, and to, as you say, to show off the handcraft of it.
And that's really at the heart of events like this. It provides a showcase for fantastic producers like yourself to actually really kind of share the fantastic sort of range of materials that you've actually got.
And it's all Lincolnshire as well. This is Lincolnshire produce. These are sloes gathered off local hedges and made just up the road at Hemswell. So it is Lincolnshire produce.
Ed.
So would I be right in thinking Lincolnshire is a good place for slow berries? Do they flourish here?
We haven't perhaps got as many hedges as some parts of the country have, but in recent years, since the advent of the environment schemes which farmers are involved in, and they don't cut the hedges quite so often, that means that there are more sloes, because sloes grow on the old wood.
So tell us a little bit about how you start off with the berries, and then there's some sugar involved and a hell of a lot of gin. How does it end up looking? Well, this red is, it's a beautiful colour just to look at, never mind drink, isn't it?
As I said, it's about the time. You leave the sloes in the gin for at least 6 months and then very, very carefully filter it so that you get that lovely clear colour. That's the secret of it.
One could argue it's almost medicinal, isn't it?
Some people do say that it has cough meds and a sort of taste to it, and I say, well, it certainly goes down and sort of, you know, runs nice and smooth down the chest. So if you have got a bit of a cold, it makes you feel better, even if it doesn't actually have any.
And even if you haven't, you could argue that it does you a bit of good.
Tragically, both Ed and myself are driving, so we won't be able to avail ourselves of the taste of the whole thing, but it is actually worthwhile accessing. Now, they always used to say behind every good man there's a successful woman. Clearly you're covering all the areas here, because you've got your partner here as well.
Yes, this is the farmer who grows the hedges, who grows the sloes. So yes, we will.
Critical sort of aspect, really.
Yes, this is a raw material producer. Yes.
Okay. And the name?
This is Chris.
Chris Hyar.
Hello.
Good. That's okay, Joe. We won't pressurise you. It's all sorted through from that. Is there a web address that people can actually access details on, or ways if they can't actually get to this?
I've got a website because I make a limited amount, and if I advertise it on the web, I'm sure I will be inundated. So it's limited to the amount I can produce and sell here, really.
In which case, we'll clearly have to set up some sort of location report, effectively, because as you rightly said, made at your home in Hemswell, Lincolnshire, hand-picked sloes, steeped for a minimum of 6 months in London dry gin, and then the magic happens from thence.
That's about it, yes.
Okay, we've moved on into a whole different section of the food and drink fair, and we're speaking now to...
to Andrew from the Inn on the Green, Ingham.
Okay, share with us, Andrew, what's the Inn on the Green, Ingham, all about?
Basically, we're a country pub, but we make everything ourselves. Even what you see to this evening, I've made myself. So we have total traceability, that kind of thing. So we grow a bit as well, and, you know, we make everything in-house. So basically, we're quite unique.
So in terms of that, I mean, I'm looking at Christmas puddings, I'm looking at a range of...
gins and vodkas.
Exactly, always good, always important, kill the pain, obviously. When do you actually, did you start 6 months ago, a year ago?
We've been trading now for nearly 9 years, so, you know, it's something that's grown over time, and obviously this is the first year we've done this, so...
Yeah. That was going to be my next question. Obviously, as a debut exhibitor here at the Food and Drink Fair, what are you most anticipating, really?
Just a bit of PR, really. I mean, we're not a million miles away, and we find that some people don't actually know where we are. So it was a good sort of, what's the word, springboard is the word, to show where we are and what we do.
You seem as though you've got a full team together. Would you actually give some name checks to the fine folk here?
This is Siobhan.
Hello, Siobhan.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
Okay, Siobhan, your sort of involvement with this whole event?
Oh, yes. Well, I work at the pub itself, and I'm quite proud of the pub.
So you should be.
And sort of what it offers and just everything about it, even the staff, you know, sort of the way he grows a lot of the produce and just has such his passion for giving just good food and just, yeah.
Something that's just crossed my mind immediately, obviously, as clearly you've taken your star striker out of the pub, what's going to happen to the residents who are turning up there thinking, where's Siobhan? You know, there's going to be a weekend without you.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't really know how to respond to that, really.
It's critical. Ed?
Ingham is a very beautiful Lincolnshire village, isn't it? So what keeps you there? Now, did you come from Essex?
I did, yes.
I do know that somewhere.
Yeah. I worked in Essex for nearly 10 years in London, so I moved up here with a business partner, so, yeah. Obviously, we looked extensively, and it was the right place for us at the time, so, yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely village. It's one of the places in Lincolnshire where dark is dark and silent is silent, and that's very special, isn't it?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of a hideaway. I mean, and that's what we're here this evening to try and, bring people, to the business as well as the village.
I'm sensing we really should be looking at a location report here. In the next sort of few months, we should be coming visiting you and actually doing a live show from there. Would you be up for that?
I'm not too sure about that. Maybe speak to me when I've had a few more drinks, I think, yeah.
That's okay. Siobhan, your thoughts on the event? I mean, do you get a chance to actually look around, or is it a case of, no, I'm doing my duty for the whole business here?
Predominantly, I'm going to be here and trying to raise the profile and sell as much as we can. But yeah, I think I'll have a little look around, see what's on offer.
And what's your environment? I mean, are you looking to go into the sort of hotel hospitality trade full time? What's your kind of ambitions, really?
I couldn't really answer that, really. Right now, I'm quite happy working at the Inn and the Green and just sort of serving the people and making them happy.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it just does my heart good, really, to have that sort of, you know, loyalty.
That's right. That's your ultimate job description. I should remember that.
Is there a web address? Is there a way in which people can actually find you and locate you on the web that we can actually promote as well?
In on the green, ingham.co.uk.
Any hyphens, or is it just all in on the green?
In on the green, ingham.co.uk.
I think that's absolutely superb. Hopefully it wasn't too traumatic an experience.
No. Better than I thought and hoped.